Good morning.
How are things looking at this point? How big of a storm could we get?
We're looking at snowfall probably in a pretty broad swath across much of the state of anywhere from, say, 6 to 12 inches, with locally higher amounts up to maybe 15, 16 inches across the southern sections of Wisconsin.
So it appears as though the South would get the brunt of it?
The South is going to definitely get the highest snowfall totals, although the area is pretty large of the 6 to 12 inches, so pretty much the whole state is under some sort of warning right now.
Which communities may get hit the worst?
Probably areas kind of southeast of the line from, say, Green Bay to La Crosse.
Okay. What's causing all of the snow?
Well, we have a really large low-pressure system that's actually still way back in the Colorado Rockies, and it's going to be pushing out into the plains across Kansas today and then lifting northeastward into southern Lake Michigan probably by tomorrow morning. And it's tapping into a lot of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and just a very strong storm. And so it's going to be a very broad swath of heavy snow, really starting extending all the way from northern Kansas up through Iowa, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan.
Heavy snow caught my ear. This is going to be the wet, heavy stuff, huh?
Well, the heavy snow, it's going to be about average. It's not going to be
okay.
A very wet snow,
okay.
Not necessarily, because temperatures are going to stay in the 20s. It's not like one of those spring storms where you have highs of 30, 32, and you have the real heavy, heavy wet snow. So
sure.
It's going to be an average winter storm,
okay.
In terms of the how heavy it is.
What time can people expect the heavy snow to start falling?
Well, it looks like it's already moving in, although it's generally light snow right now. We've got it across southwest Wisconsin. Visibility is generally in the 2 to 3 mile range right now. And the heavy snow is going to start probably later this afternoon, and the brunt of it's going to be probably from 6 p.m. tonight to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then the big thing is going to be, as we get into the after midnight hours, along with the heavy snow is going to come pretty strong winds, and so you're going to get blowing and drifting of snow and probably problems on the road at that time.
Sounds like the drive home tonight could be bad.
Yeah, I think actually it's going to probably be worse for the morning commute tomorrow.
Oh, really?
That's,
okay.
That's when the strongest winds are going to be, and it's still going to be snowing, and you're going to have probably anywhere from 8 to 10 inches of snow on the ground, so it's going to be blowing around at that time. Wind gusts will probably be in the neighborhood of 25 to 30, 35 miles an hour.
And people are being urged not to drive at all today and tomorrow if they don't have to.
Yeah, it's a good idea. If I think early this morning, the commutes are not going to be too bad, depending on where you are in the state. If you're up in the north, I don't think there's going to be much of a problem during the morning hours as the snow hasn't reached there yet, but we're already seeing it in parts of southern Wisconsin, so the roads are already kind of slick, getting slick. We've had maybe a tenth to two-tenths of an inch, so just enough to put a little glaze on the roads, but certainly as you go through the afternoon hours and definitely tonight, I wouldn't recommend travel.
Jeff Raberding, thanks for your time.
Thank you.